MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Sylvester Kobe. He's Deputy Head of Fixed Income at StanLib. Sylvester, I appreciate the time today. It's been a wild start to the year. Locally, our budget got delayed a couple of times. We've got tariffs. We've got global tensions all over the world happening. And I want to start with you with perhaps what is perhaps the hard question. What would you consider a fair value for our currency and our bonds at the moment? Certainly, we saw the rand out at almost 20 earlier in the year, back around 18. Is there a fair value? Where would you peg it?
Thanks, Simon. It has been a wild ride indeed. So in terms of fair value, we actually now hold a negative view on both the rand and South African bonds. We expect them to weaken over the next few months, largely driven by the worsening fundamentals, both locally and offshore. We have the view that the strength we've seen currently is driven by the weaker dollar environment and lower oil prices, which have spurred on risk sentiments across emerging markets, and South African bonds and the rand have benefited. And looking ahead, specifically for the rand, we think that the worsening geopolitical picture with escalating conflicts across the world will work against it. Mm-hmm. But also we think the market, as the market starts cutting down on expectation of interest rate cuts by the US Federal Reserve, coupled with the passing of, you know, the what's called the Big Beautiful Bill in the U.S. Congress, this will lead to a stronger dollar environment as the year unfolds, pushing the rand to around 18.5 by year end.
Okay, so weaker, but not massively weaker.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at that, I mean, how do you sort of, you and your team consider tactical asset allocation? I mean, because you've obviously got a flexible mandate and that must certainly help. How do you kind of then piece together your allocation in that regard?
Yeah, so we then, when we consider tactical allocation, asset allocation, we look at fair values. The first, with nominal bonds or bonds, South African bonds, as commonly known, you know, we think going into the medium-term budget policy statement, National Treasury will be updating their fiscal metrics, which will be worse than what they had budgeted in, you know, the third iteration of the budget. They expect around 1.4% growth. We think it comes below 1%, which will lead to wider budget deficits, pushing bond yields higher. So for the 10-year bond, we think fair value is around 10.5%. Mm-hmm. And seeing as it's currently around 10%, the total returns will be around 8% compared to money markets that's giving you 8.7%. Credit, as proxied by income funds, we think it will return around 9.5%, and inflation-linked bonds around 10%. So as we can expect, we've been shifting away from nominal bonds, cutting the exposure from around 60% in the flexible income fund to about 20% now. And then we've, you know, bought more liquid, highly rated credits, increased that exposure to about 30% of the portfolio, and bought some dollars because we expect the rent to weaken from now.
And I get your point. I mean, I mentioned the flexible mandate, and it is, I mean, it is, I imagine, quite an asset, and pun intended, I suppose, for you and your team to have that slightly more flexible mandate.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it allows us, you know, when things go pear-shaped, like they did around April with Liberation Day and so forth, we can actually cut the risk materially to protect clients' capital. And then when, you know, things start coming down and we hold a more positive view, we can, you know, dial up the risk and go into more riskier assets to get that, you know, better capital returns. So it gives that flexibility. And for managers that really utilize it, they can give clients good return outcomes over many years.
And you're utilizing it to that degree. I mean, as you say, Liberation Day, I mean, markets were under pressure already when that happened. I mean, the US 10-year went over 4.5% at that point in time. You are responding practically in real time.
You have to. I mean, since COVID, this market has been close to impossible, very volatile. So you really need to be nimble, dynamic in your approach. And, you know, whenever new, credible, material information comes through, you need to shift around the allocations. And you know, you mentioned our flexible income fund. You can see consistent outperformance 1 year return of about or alpha of about 5%, and then 3% over the 3 and 5 years. And that's as a result of that dynamic approach to asset allocation.
Yeah, and that absolute flexibility. A quick last question. A lot of folks, when they look at this, I think, oh, but it's bonds, it's government bonds. I'm worried about the government. We certainly have seen some EM defaults in the past. I mean, the likelihood of a default on by the South African government on their debt, it's tough out there. The budget was tough, as you say. It's probably going to get tougher in October and budgets going forward. My sense
Yeah.
is the likelihood of a default by our government is, I mean, I want to say zero, but maybe you never say zero, but it is immensely low.
It is very close to zero.
Yeah.
Countries that have defaulted or even, reprofiled their debt, largely borrowing US dollars, because as you can imagine, when local fundamentals worsen, their currencies become weaker, it becomes impossible to get the dollars to pay down their debt, so then they default. Whereas with South Africa's case, about over 90% of our debt is in rands. So the worst, if we really can't afford to pay it back, we can print the rent, which will be hyperinflationary, but we won't default. We'll always just print money to, if it gets to that, to pay down our
Yeah,
debt.
absolutely. It's an inflation risk, perhaps more than than
Exactly.
anything else. We'll leave it there. That's Sylvester Kobe. He's the deputy head fixed income. Stanlib, appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.